This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman. Nature in the City is our seasonal series exploring the flora and fauna of the Kansas City area. For this edition, we're getting to know a mammal that's more common around here than you might expect. And when these intimidating critters are spotted in residential areas, people have a hard time agreeing on how to deal with them. I'm Gina Kaufman, and KCUR's Suzanne Hogan has the story.
I was working on a story about frogs a couple years ago near Harrisonville when I heard what sounded like a frat party in the distance. It was actually a pack of coyotes.
First of all, a lot of folks don't realize that we have them around in the state. They don't realize that they're inside the cities. So when they see one, they get all, you know, they get all concerned.
Andy Friesen is a wildlife damage biologist for the Kansas Department of Wildlife. When people find coyotes in their neighborhoods or have a problem with any wild animal, he's the guy they call.
We as society, we've created the problem because we've impacted their habitat, and they're making a go of it on marginal ground.
We'll get back to Friesen in a minute. But first, we're going to take a couple trips to the suburbs, where folks have had some recent coyote encounters.
So you're grabbing some binoculars?
John McConnell and his wife Joanne Parker are bird watchers. They moved to this newly built house in Shawnee 6 years ago. Their backyard is still wooded, but the rest of the woods are being replaced by houses as more families are moving in. McConnell has 7 motion detector cameras in his backyard to watch their 20 bird feeders.
So at work, I'll just kind of bring that up 2 or 3 times a day and just see what, activities in the backyard. So
McConnell has some pretty hilarious pictures of raccoons, possums, countless bird photos, and a beautiful portrait of a coyote.
He was just kind of on the other side of the hill there.
And this isn't the only amazing photo McConnell has of a coyote.
I thought it was some sort of like rats or something, some sort of like groundhog. And I just heard the squeaking.
McConnell was on a hike by himself near his home when he realized he had stumbled across a coyote den. He snapped as many pictures as he could and then quickly got the hell out of there.
I got scared there for a few minutes. Just, you don't want to be messing with any wild animals' babies.
Coyotes in the Midwest are generally on the rise. The way that people are reacting to these creatures is a mixed bag. Jesse Smith and his family have been living in their newly built home north of the river for 8 years. The Smiths' dogs weigh about 100 pounds each. To give you some perspective here, the coyotes common in our area on average weigh about 25. The Smiths have seen coyotes here and there in their backyard for years, and they haven't thought much of them. They like them. But recently, an email circulated within the Homes Association proposing to get rid of them.
There was an underlying tone that they have a responsibility to protect their children, which clearly they do and they should. But what I wanted to point out is let's not be irrational about this.
Smith says he understands that his neighbors feel like they're doing a service to the community, but he thinks sometimes people can be overzealous.
They said that they'd called animal services, and I kind of replied in defense for the coyotes and said, well, let's hope that the coyotes haven't called human services and complained about us moving into their neighborhood.
Needless to say, Smith's email received mixed responses. But it's that blurred line between rural, urban, and suburbia that biologist Andy Friesen says makes coyote and other mammal management a challenge.
Bottom line, there's all kinds of critters out there. They don't know where the city boundaries start and stop or the rural areas, start and stop.
In rural areas in Missouri and Kansas, you can shoot coyotes in compliance with the wildlife code. But Friesen says most of the complaints he hears about are inside the city limits, which means all you can do to get rid of them is trap them and educate people.
The critters that are here inside the city have acclimated themselves to human activities. They're not the same type of coyote that's like out in central and western Kansas that's been pursued aggressively by trappers and hunters.
That's why Friesen advocates for instilling more fear in urban coyotes. He says within your comfort zone, try to scare them by making loud noises, use a whistle, squirt some water, or bang pots and pans. Also, don't do things to attract them, like leave out cat and dog food, put your trash out too early, and know that even bird feeders can attract unwanted mammal activity. Friesen says it feels like more and more his job is about managing people more than anything else.
Kind of trying to figure out the social acceptable number of critters. One person that has a deer that's eaten, one of the hostas there in the backyard may think they've got way too many deer. The person next door may have a feeder out back and they only have 10 deer come into their feeder and they want, 10 more. So what's the magic number there?
According to Friesen, there have been no attacks on children in our area. Coyote attacks on humans are highly unlikely in general. And he says coyote-related dog and animal deaths can be avoided if people use best practices like fences and bring in their animals at night. As winter wraps up and spring begins, Friesen says he expects to get a lot more nuisance mammal calls. His advice? Educate yourself, talk to your neighbors, and figure out how to live together.
That was Suzanne Hogan with our late winter edition of Nature in the City. Check out some photos of coyotes, including the adorable photo of the baby coyote Jim found on our website, kcur.org.